Hello, Yathaj Joshi here. This is the chapter 2, Laura. Laura's here. Zach's mom called up to him. Zach already knew she was there. He had heard the taxi drive away and then the doorbell ring. He heard his mom talking to someone. Come down and say hello. Zach's mom called up the stairs. She smiled at Laura. Zach's a bit shy, she said. Up in his room, Zach heard what his mom said. His face turned red. Why did parents always get these things wrong? Why did they do this to him? Zach shut his eyes and counted to 10. Then he went downstairs. Hi, said Laura. I like your new house. She smiled and her face lit up. Zach said hello in a low voice. My, how you have grown, said Zach's dad to Laura as he took her back. Why do parents always say that? Why do they bother? Wondered Jack. Of course, she is grown. That's what children do as they get older. We haven't seen her for 6 years. Zach didn't say a thing. Zach walked slowly behind his dad as he showed Laura through the new house. While she looked at the rooms, Zach looked at her. In fact, she has grown up, he thought. I didn't think she would be like this. She was almost as tall as he was. Her hair was still black, but now it was so long she had to keep pushing it back to keep it out of her face. She smiled all the time. Zach's dad showed Laura her room. That's Zach's room over there, he said, and you'll be in here. Zach had an idea. Show her the cellar, Dad, he said. Mr. Dawson shook his head. He keeps asking me that, Laura, and I keep telling him there isn't one. I think he's playing some kind of joke on me. But I don't think it's very funny. Laura smiled and Zach felt angry. Mr. Dawson went down to the kitchen and they were left alone. Why do you want to see the cellar? Asked Laura. Because there isn't one, Zach said. Do you always talk in riddles? Asked Laura. For a moment, Jack was silent. Should he show Laura the message on the wall? He felt he had to. Come and see something, he said, and they went to his room. First, he showed her the wardrobe. This was the only thing in the room when we moved here, he said. She read the words cut into the door. How do you know it means this house? Asked Laura. It could have been written inside the wardrobe before it ended up here. I wondered about that myself, said Zach. But I have something else to show you, he said. But someone knocked the door. I don't know, said Zach. Laura said, what is it? I want you to read something, added Zach. You can only read if you look closely at the wall. Laura leaned down to read the message. Zach moved a lamp so that it shined on the words on the wall. Don't go in the cellar. Read, Laura. She sat up and looked at Zach. Well, she began, it must be under the house somewhere. How exciting! It's just like a Harry Potter story. Come on! Thank you to listen this episode.